This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Who are our guests, basically?
We have Akesh Makuche and Lay the Mystique. And they're both involved in Future Assemblies, which is Arts House North Melbourne, which is an event that's running. And it's all about exhibitions and parties, conversations and events. And Lay the Mystique is an artist that will be doing something down there. You'll tell us all about that. Our first guest that we're going to talk to is actually from the AFL. And you're going to be talking about AFL and diversity and you know, your experience that you've had. So tell us how you, tell us a little bit about your history and how you started and how you got involved with AFL and a bit about yourself.
So my name is Akej Markurchud. I work at the AFL as a multicultural development officer.
Oh, so you're actually employed by the AFL, are
yep.
you? Wow.
And I play in the VFLW with the Richmond Football Club.
So, right, okay.
Yeah.
How did you get involved in AFL?
For me, I was just a curious young 19-year-old that wanted to do something that was different to...
Well, where's your heritage?
So I was born in South Sudan.
Yep.
Lived in Kenya for 12 years. In a refugee camp called Kakuma, and then moved to Australia in 2005 with my family.
Uh-huh.
So when I came here, the only thing I knew was soccer, and I wanted to, you know, get to know a little bit about this game that hundreds and thousands of people that were barracking for every weekend. I started playing at footy down in WA, and just quickly really fell in love with the game and haven't stopped ever since.
Right. What did your parents think when you picked up a game like this?
My mum wasn't too sure. She loved me playing soccer and she watched me play soccer for a long time. But when she saw how uplifting it was for me and just how much fun and joy it brought to me, my mum just jumped on board quickly and fully on supported me. And now she's my number one fan. So,
brilliant.
Yeah, she absolutely
brilliant.
Loves it.
Now, what's your role at the AFL?
So I work as a multicultural development officer. So mm-hmm. my role there is to look after a few programs that we run. One of our programs, the All Nations program, it's to get young kids from multicultural background into playing the game. And then we have another program called the Unity Cup. So it's all community-based football programs.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And do you actually barrack for Richmond? Or
Now I do.
Who were you before?
I was a massive West Coast fan from WA.
Oh, because you're from WA.
Yeah. And I played a season with the Fremantle Dockers in the AFLW competition.
Yeah.
So I have a bit of a soft spot for the girls there. But yeah. Now being at Richmond, I absolutely love barracking for the team there. So,
and it's such a powerful club too, isn't it?
It
with
is.
A huge history too.
Massive history. And it's good to play our footy down at Punt Road. So it's good fun.
Good on you.
Yeah.
So, like, let's get your story. Yeah, like, what's your background?
Work-wise or... yep. So, I'm a performance installation artist. My main mediums are music and poetry. And basically, I just identify as a storyteller. So, I use whatever mediums are necessary to get the idea or the point that I'm trying to make across.
And so, can you play music?
Yeah.
Okay. And what instruments?
I play a bit of keys, some guitar, and some bassoon.
Right.
Was trained in a little orchestra, but mainly voice and vocals.
Right.
And
okay.
Is that something that you've always wanted to do, Lay? I mean, or is that just something you fell into, so to speak? You know?
It's something I've always had the compulsion to do. I'm not sure if there was ever a conscious decision before I started actually performing more professionally to go out and aim to be an artist, but it's just something that I had always done naturally.
Did you train from an educational point of view in those specific instruments? Or
I trained from an educational point of view in bassoon, and that's the only thing that I've had formal training on.
And do you sing as well as do spoken word?
Yes.
Yes, right. Yeah, spoken word's a big thing now, isn't it? It's very...
Yeah.
Yeah, people love it. I guess poetry and singing are very similar. They're both storytelling and it's, you know, and putting words together. And so you write your own material?
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic.
Brilliant. So tell us about this event.
Yeah. So this event is basically a coming together of a lot of different parties, talks, exhibitions and performances mm-hmm. of a whole lot of people across multiple industries who basically have both a contemporary practice of any form and a real desire to create change and to create a more inclusive practice. So we're basically going to be hearing from and seeing a lot of work from people who really, really consider how to make their practices more inclusive and more intersectional mm-hmm. and who have genuine opinions about different ways that we can take it forward in the hopes that we push our audiences as well mm. to consider the next steps for like a decolonial practice yeah. or a more radical practice in general.
So are you across quite a few of the events that are happening, or is it just one event that you're doing?
It's just one event that I'm going to be participating in. So we're both going to be part of New Manifestos.
Oh, okay. So you work together.
We will be on a panel, and yep. pretty much all the panel members will come up with their kind of what their vision or what they're kind of declaring, what their declaration is, what they really want the future of Australia to look like, something that's radical, that's going to call for change. So,
yep.
it's really exciting. I'm looking really, really looking forward to it.
And did you two know each other before this?
No.
We just met in the elevator.
Oh,
we're girlfriends now.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That must be one of the exciting things about being with a whole group of different people from all walks of life, mm-hmm. is actually coming together and meeting each other, and you know, like, and one being an artist and the other one being a sports person, mm-hmm. You know, like that. It's worlds that you wouldn't normally mix in, I suppose. Is it?
Yeah.
Very frequently, yeah. I love spoken word and music and going to all these performances. So I was talking to Leigh earlier about how I was talking to her about how we prepare as athletes, and she was telling me how similar it is with when she's preparing for a show. So there's a lot of similarities, something that we absolutely love. Like when I want to do something that's not sports, I love to just go and I have a lot of friends that are spoken word artists. So I'll go and watch them sometimes, and it's just mind blowing.
Yeah. Yeah, and you like music as well, because you were singing "Everybody Wants to Rule the World" when you walked in. What is it about? Lay's obviously a musician, but what is it for you? Yeah, can you play an instrument at all or not?
No, but I can play the drums. Does that count?
Oh, yes, it counts. Definitely counts.
Well, not like, you know, your normal, like, big drums with, like, sticks. Like, traditional drums I can do. So I can do the church and I can do, like, the dancing drums. And, I just love to dance music. Like, I love dancing and just listening to it and just appreciating what it takes to actually come up with something that touches not just them, but everyone.
Because I read a report this last week that has just come out. I don't know if you have heard about it or not, that how powerful music is for us as human beings and animals and everyone, and how a little baby will start to jig to music, you know, without even knowing why they're doing it, and how it can help us with our mental health It's real, puts us through so many emotions, and you know, like a sad song makes us sad, a happy song makes us happy, and another song makes us want to dance. To you as a musician and somebody that writes music, what do you want to achieve when people hear your music?
Honestly, it's the main universal thing that I like to achieve is in the act of performing. So I might make something privately, but when it comes to actually performing something in front of people, I would want to connect with the people that I'm performing to. The type of connection would change depending on what I'm writing and why I'm writing it.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as there's some kind of connection or just a moment of common language between me and an audience, that's what I do it for.
Right. Okay. Sounds fantastic.
Sorry, can I just ask a quick question? You two are both in a piece called the Work at New Manifestos. Is that something that's been brought together by somebody, or do you just also you all sort of contribute towards this one piece? What's the binding theme around that piece that you're doing?
Well, Candy Bowers has brought it together, so she's the one who's curated that portion of this whole thing.
Yeah.
And the main thing that is bringing it together is people who have got sort of
different ideas. Candy, somebody, Candy, I met her, I think 4 months ago now. She's a lady who loves the performing art and just the, how powerful the performing art, can be. Yeah. And she's done a lot in the space. So for her to bring this piece together of different diverse, women to really come and talk about, just what changes they want to make in the space is really exciting. And just hearing Lay's story today about him identifying as a man, but he looks like a woman. Like for me, I was like, thank you so much for sharing that, because this is the space that we're in now in Australia. And Lay will be able to, you know, come and talk about that on the day and stuff. So it's really, really exciting what Candy's been able to bring together.
Very good. And the piece that you're doing is actually on the 12th of July. Is that right?
Yeah, okay. on next Friday.
Yeah,
yeah,
this
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so Jono, when's all this taking place?
It's at Arts House North Melbourne. That's the North Melbourne Town Hall, is that right? Yes.
Amazing space, isn't it?
Yep. Beautiful space. So if you want to hear these guests speak, they'll be doing it on the 12th, but the event itself goes from the 10th to the 13th of July. Yeah. So it's exhibitions, parties, conversations. So you'll be doing the conversation in the panel. Mm-hmm. So very excited to hear all about it.
And what's the overall event called?
It's called Work It, New Manifesto.
Right.
Future Assembly.
Future Assembly.
It's a 4-day program of a whole lot of different events, but the event away is on the 12th of May.
The 12th.
Brilliant. Thanks so much for coming in. It was really good.
No, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.